From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After safely and successfully meeting in Savannah, Georgia for Southern Innovations, many Southeast Produce Council members are keeping that momentum going by already registering for Southern Exposure in Orlando March 3rd through the 5th of next year. According to MorningAgClips.com, the SEPC team has seen a remarkable surge in registration since registration opened a few weeks ago for exhibitors to add booth associates and register for conference sessions. The USDA will invest nearly $75 million for 15 projects to address natural resource concerns on private lands. This year, projects funded by the Regional Conservation Partnership's alternative funding arrangements focuses on climate-smart agriculture and forestry and other conservation priorities to improve access for historically underserved producers. As part of this year's projects, NRCS prioritized those supporting smart strategies on working lands to help sequester carbon, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and mitigate the impacts of climate change. U.S. restaurants with supply chain issues for their food products are also dealing with issues around upgrading kitchen equipment. Restaurant Business reports it can sometimes take months to get equipment in the door thanks to a backlog of imports that's left two dozen or more container ships waiting outside of U.S. ports. Avanti Restaurant Solutions CEO Mark Rossi says supply chain challenges could be expected through at least January of 2023 or longer. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.